once again caught up as the pawns in this political game between the LNP in Queensland, the Federal National Party, and One Nation. One Nation came out and said they want to see a code, and a couple of days later, the federal government jumps and announces their intention to implement a code. So it is hugely disappointing, and I think it goes to the comments that the Deputy Prime Minister made just on Monday, that this kind of action, rather than actually helping finalise the current contractual negotiations, has the real potential to damage and delay those negotiations at a time when we just need to see them put to rest and get ready for this current season.
Dominic Nolan, it's interesting you use the word pawns, because growers might say they're the ones that are the pawns. They still don't have a cane supply agreement, and the clock is ticking to the next crushing season. Is this a problem of your own making?
It's absolutely a problem for growers and mills in our industry that in responding to the 2015 Queensland legislation, it has been a very expensive and very lengthy process. However, within the industry, of the seven mill companies in Queensland, three have responded to that legislation and have the contracts in place, and three have responded to that legislation and are working with their growers to get contracts in place. So this is not an individual company issue. This is a whole of milling sector and whole of industry issue. Our concern is that we want to get these things resolved and finalised, and the federal government's announcement last night has the real potential to hinder that, and that's a major concern for us.
Sure, but it's not like it's come out of nowhere. Barnaby Joyce has been carrying this card around in his top pocket by his own admission for months and months. He's been to the Burdekin and said that he was willing to do this. If Wilmar had come to the table earlier, wouldn't this have been resolved without a political solution?
There are cane supply agreements in place between Wilmar and some of their growers. There's a cane supply agreement on the table for those growers who haven't yet signed it. And the one thing that is holding up, as we understand it, is finalising that agreement between Wilmar and QSL.
And what's the status of that? What's the status of that now that the draft agreement's been placed on the desk of QSL?
So there is an agreement in principle that was reached some weeks ago, and Wilmar has worked to turn that into a draft contract and has delivered that to QSL. So at the time, Wilmar indicated that they thought it would be a 4 to 6 week process to develop that final contract. We're just over 3 weeks in, and as far as I can I can see, we were on track to satisfy that 4 to 6 week time frame. Now we've got a whole new exercise introduced into the game. We've got this whole new process with this federal code of conduct that's going to become law next week. We haven't seen what that looks like. We don't know what that is. All that we can go on is the media reports and the statements that have been made. But by all accounts, it seeks to virtually replicate the Queensland legislation, which has been shown to be failed legislation, and take it even further. And one of the really concerning aspects of all of this for us is that on Tuesday afternoon, the federal government tabled a Productivity Commission report which conclusively states that the legislation in Queensland is flawed, will cost money, will cost jobs, and is damaging for the Queensland sugar industry. 24 hours later, the federal government seeks to not only replicate that Queensland legislation, but to extend it.